This has been a very disappointing year for the Texans organization. We started out with such high hopes. We felt like that we had the best roster that we've ever started the year with. And we really, really anticipated a very favorable outcome. And to have this string of losses that we've sustained is just totally unacceptable. And it's not what this organization is about. We're about winning and accountability. And even though we normally would wait until the end of the year to evaluate our coaching staff and our players, under these extreme circumstances, we decided it was in the best interest of the organization to go ahead and start that evaluation process now. And as a result of that, we felt that a change was needed in the head coach position, and so Gary Kubiak is no longer the head coach, and Wade Phillips will serve as the interim head coach. We'll evaluate the rest of the coaching staff. We will also be evaluating the players. We decided that one of the advantages of going ahead and taking action now rather than waiting is it allows us to start the process for finding a new head coach. And that process is underway. And those prospects that are not under contract to the NFL are people that that we can visit with. So we'll start this process immediately. Some of the people that we'll visit with are going to be in coaching positions now, and it would be detrimental to their situation if those discussions with them were made public. So therefore, all of this will be held on a confidential basis, and we will not be having public sessions with the prospects. We will have to wait until after the season is over and when the window is open for those prospects who are under contract in the NFL, and we'll certainly abide by those rules. We are so disappointed and I guess shocked by what has happened. And I know that our fans are just terribly disappointed, and they're no more disappointed than we are. I want to thank Gary Kubiak. Gary has brought this team to a new level. We've had two division championships. We've had some outstanding performance. It's been a job that he has totally committed to, and he's put everything, his whole being into it. We couldn't ask for more out of anyone, and it's very disappointing that he's not going to be with us in the future. I truly felt that that he would be with us until it was time for him to retire, and so I'm disappointed for him and for his family that it didn't work out this way. But we have to do what's best for the organization. And we will always do that. We're here to have a winning culture, and this year does not contribute to that. And so we've got to turn this around. Wade Phillips will serve as the interim coach. And, you know, our goal is we've got three more games. Our goal is to go out and win three games. Some people say that, you know, that's not going to be our interest. But believe me, it is our interest. We're going to go out and fight hard and do everything we can to win. We want a winning culture, and it doesn't matter whether it's the first game or the last game. And that's what we expect of everybody in the organization. So with that, I believe we will be ready for any questions.
Bob, please ask.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, when you had Domi as a defensive coordinator, then you hired Gary as an offensive coordinator. Were you going to be looking for a defensive coordinator? What kind of coach are you looking for as far as personality, character, and all that?
Well, if you look at the record, defensive coordinators have been more successful than offensive coordinators, but not by a large percentage. So it's going to be based more on the individual, John. And, you know, we're looking for a coach that is bright, is ethical, whose culture fits in with the culture of our organization, who's innovative, who is flexible, who's able to make adjustments, who works with great energy and enthusiasm and very positive in his approach. And surely that person is out there, and we'll find that person.
Bob, can you describe your thought process or decision-making process when you came to this decision?
Well, we've been evaluating it every game and asking the question, what's in the best interest of the organization? And we have a young quarterback, Case Keenum, and we need to find out whether Case is capable of being a starter or whether he's capable of being a backup. And the way you find that out is by playing him. And so we have waited to see how that was developing and to see how much progress we could make in the development of him as a player. And so, you know, we're at the point now, though, where we needed to go ahead and make some changes because losing like this is just unacceptable and something that we can't tolerate.
Just one follow-up. Is Wade a candidate for the permanent job?
Yeah, we'll interview Wade, give him an opportunity to interview for the position. He's got an outstanding record, and you know, he's a fine coach. So we'll be interviewing him, and we'll be interviewing a number of other people.
Bob, what was the final straw for you? What made the decision for you when you saw Matt Schaub in last night? What exactly was the last straw?
Well, I think the last straw was losing. You know, we've got a lot better talent than Jacksonville, and to have them beat us twice, that's to their credit. They played harder. They played smarter. And, you know, that's not acceptable to us to have some team beat us on that basis. If they're better than we are, if they've got better ability than we do, then fine. But we expect to go out and play hard and play smart, and we didn't play smart.
How was the meeting with Gary?
It was difficult for me because I think so much of Gary. And it's something that I didn't want to do. But you do what's best for the organization. And Gary accepted it and understands the situation and was thankful for the opportunity that he's had. And we're thankful for the job that he's done for us.
Rick, this is for you. Can you kind of share how it went with you and Gary in your conversations? Because I know you guys have a long history together.
Yeah, we do. And I obviously want to echo Mr. McNair's comments and thanking Gary for his commitment to the organization. We've been together now almost 18 years. And so that's obviously a lot of history. And I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. And it was a difficult decision. But you know, what's taking place right now is just not acceptable for our organization. And when you have a setback of this magnitude, it requires extensive introspection. And we've got 3 more weeks of a season left to continue the evaluation process that has been ongoing. And we've got to right the ship. And that's what this decision, unfortunately, is about. But we've got to move forward as an organization. And I'm confident that Wade will, you know, we'll have our team prepared. We'll continue to evaluate every player, every coach, every process. You've got to really be honest and look at what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing to assess whether or not it's been productive. And clearly right now we have not been productive over the last 11 weeks, and we've got to figure out why.
Bob, is a college coach a possibility, or do you prefer sticking with someone who's currently in the NFL?
We would like someone who's had head coaching experience but has also had NFL experience. So it's a combination of those two things would be the ideal situation. And there are people who meet those conditions.
Did you think about doing this after that last Jacksonville game?
Well, I've thought about it continually in terms of are we making progress? You know, if we're making progress, then fine. Let's continue along the line that we're going. And, you know, we've sort of had our ups and downs. And, you know, the game against New England, you know, we were in a very good position to win that game. And Case was matching Brady, you know, in terms of possessions going up and down the field scoring. And that was very encouraging, but it's just the inconsistency and the mental errors, John, and lack of discipline from time to time. Didn't see that we were progressing and showing improvement in those areas where we needed to show improvement, and it's still a performance related business. And when you lose, a loss is a loss, and we just can't tolerate that.
Is it up to Wade who's going to be the starting quarterback for here on out, or do you already know?
No, Case is going to be the quarterback, and we're going to give him a chance to see how he can perform. And I think the jury is still out, and he's got a lot of ability, and he's shown some flashes of brilliance, and then he's shown some rookie mistakes, and you know, we've got to see if we can improve, eliminate those mistakes, minimize those mistakes, and continue some of the outstanding play that he's seen, and see whether we think that he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And at this point, we really don't know.
Why is it important to you to get a coach now who's had head coaching experience? Dom did. He was 2-14. Gary did not. Now you're headed to another bad record. Why is that important to you?
Well, experience shows that those people who were selected to be a head coach in the NFL met with more success if they had had head coaching experience. And if you take someone who's been a coordinator, you're basically moving them from a lower level of management, let's say, to a high level of management that they've never been in before. And so there's a question mark as to whether they can elevate their performance to be able to handle those additional responsibilities. And some people can't. Some people who've been players always have a player mentality, and you can't have a player mentality and be the manager, be the coach, be the guy that's, you know, got to make tough decisions. I mean, you got to think about the organization and not just think about the player's viewpoint, because the player's viewpoint isn't necessarily the organization's viewpoint in all cases.
What's it been like for you personally to have to go through these 11 losses?
It's been horrible. It's been a nightmare. You know, fortunately, we've always had successful organizations, and this is not what I'm accustomed to, and it's not what our organization is accustomed to, and we don't like it, and we're unhappy about it, and we've got to do something about it. And we think, you know, the organized, disciplined way of doing it is doing it at the end of the year. But when you have extreme circumstances like this, and there's an opportunity to go ahead and get the process started earlier, which we can by making this announcement now, whereas if we didn't do this, then we'd have to hold off that whole process of the search. So I think it's in the best interest of the organization to go ahead and start now. And we don't have to do a lot to get us back on track, but we're going to do everything we can to do that, and we expect to be right back in playoff contention next year. This is not a long-term rebuilding process. I want to make that clear. We've got core players who are outstanding players, and we still need to fill a few holes. We had some injuries that hurt us in key positions in terms of leadership on the field, and so we have some things that we need to do, but we've still got a good core group of players that can make for an outstanding team.
Was not sticking with Keenum one of the key contributors to this decision?
Was not what?
Not sticking with Keenum at quarterback through two games in the starting stretch. He got pulled. Was that a contributor to this?
No, we, you know, the whole key is, you know, what is in the best interest of the organization. And Case has had his ups and downs, and we think that he needs to be given the opportunity, and he will be given the opportunity now. But there were a lot of other things that happened. I mean, you know, 14 penalties, that's not the difference between Case and Matt playing or making a change. You know, things like that are just totally unacceptable.
When did you actually make the decision? Was it last night or this morning?
Well, actually, I guess flying back last night, had time to think about it and thought it was the right time to make this move. We've got a little time between now and our next game, so we have a little bit more time to prepare. So it makes sense to do it now.
Bob, in light of all your comments this morning about how much talent you believe the team has, do you regret not making this move earlier in the season?
Well, you know, one of the questions, is, you know, when your starting quarterback has had four games, you know, where you've had losses, or you've had one game or two games, when you take a person like Matt, who's had success with us for 6 or 7 years, you know, because he has one bad game, you don't remove him. And so the question is, how long a period do you review the situation and experience it before you make a move? And that was a coaching decision. But I mean, you can second guess someone about that, but I think most coaches would have gone with the proven commodity who had shown, you know, that he could get the job done for all these years. And I think they wanted to make sure they gave him an adequate chance to do that. But, you know, hindsight is 2020. I mean, if we could go back and start the season again and knowing what we know now, rest assured there'd be a number of decisions that would be different. But game isn't played that way. So you have to rely upon your coaches and your instincts and look at past performance, and typically past performance should indicate to a large degree future performance. People who performed in the past typically will perform in the future. Those who haven't performed in the past probably are not going to perform in the future.
Two more. Rick and Bob, can you talk a little bit about, since it is a quicker fix than other teams at this point, how you will tackle the draft and the depth of the roster, please?
Kevin, you want to speak to that?
Well, and I'll start. I will say this. At this point, I think it's just premature to have any of those types of discussions. I think what we've got to do now is just, we've got 3 weeks to evaluate what's happening in our building, and as Bob indicated, to get a head start on a search. And that's what the objectives are at this point.
Bob, you mentioned that you wouldn't want to talk about any of the potential candidates who are still coaching, because that would be, you know, inappropriate. But there have been names of people who are not coaching that have head coaching experiences, guys like a Lovie Smith. Are you willing to mention any candidates, potential candidates like that?
Well, there are some people who are not coaching now that will be considered, you know, and Lovie is a good example. He was a good coach. He's one of several, but it will be best, I think, for the whole process to keep it confidential as to who we actually decide to visit with as we go forward.
Thank you.